plant in terms of, or no, 2 weeks ago, of what's happening and what's going to be where and the tanks, etc. So that's why Ian's with us, and he has to go to another meeting. So
do him first.
Yeah,
sure.
So there's things that we want to get addressed and questions that we need answers to.
Okay. Yeah, I was just planning to provide a quick update to the board, and then I can answer any questions
that
you might have. So together, just a quick project update.
Now, is this the one for all the the new parts we're gonna put in, or just?
Yeah. So essentially, this is just an update on where we're at with the funding for the project.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Mayor.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, everyone. I got out of bed.
Well, it's about time.
Original.
The report. Yep.
I liked it. I mean,
good.
It was nice things in there. You showed what it looked like now, what it's going to look like when it gets finished.
Sure.
Do you need it or want it?
Yeah, I can look it over. Okay. I'll stay with me.
Yep.
Good. Good. I'm glad you were happy with it.
The only thing of it was the bed, the drying beds. Looked like they're going to use one bay of that for something, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Okay. So just a quick update. So not much of this information has changed since I spoke to you folks, I think back in December, but I'll just go through it again quick just so everybody's on the same page. So for the wastewater treatment plant improvements project, which is everything that's identified in that report,
right,
we submitted the application to the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation in September of last year. The engineering report was approved by the agency, which is good. The project was listed on what's called their intended use plan. So that's good. That means the project application was complete. However, unfortunately, due to various factors, the project didn't score high enough for this round. So our project score was 34. The funding line for funding for your community was 45 points. So these projects are scored, based on various factors. This year was obviously tough. That funding line is really high compared to what we've seen it in the past. Word on the street is they had limited funds to give out this year due to COVID and budget restrictions and so on and so forth. So the good news is that, the income survey was accepted by EFC. So that's good for 5 years from the date it was completed, which was May 2017. So it's good for another till 2022. So it is what it is, but at least they accepted it. So
okay. That's fine.
That's good news. The project will always be listed on the intended use plan unless for some reason the village decides to withdraw your application. So there's really nothing further we need to do at this point other than submit subsequent information. If there's anything else that's going to help the project funding application, if eventually the plant gets put under a formal consent order, or any other documentation that's going to help, we can update the application with that to try to increase your score for the project. So
hopefully move the funding line
down. And the funding line gets adjusted every year. So fortunately, the state program is a once a year shot, so we're not going to know probably until the end of this year again where the project stands with the state program as far as whether or not it's going to get funded for next year. Okay,
now because we're in the line and been approved, and when it comes into 22 or longer, does that knock us? How does that affect with our funding on our in our survey? Income survey, we're still qualified.
So as long as the project is funded before your income survey expires, then you're good.
Okay.
If we get to a point where your income survey has expired, we'll have to evaluate at that point in time what we want
to
do.
When does it
When does it expire?
I believe May of 2022.
So we've got
one more year, mm-hmm. and then we're gonna probably have to reevaluate, because my guess, based on what I'm hearing, is that the village's median household income is still pretty high based on the Census Bureau. So, you know, that's gonna knock you out of that low median household income category. So we may have to do another one. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. The other good news is that our application with Rural Development is still pending. So that's what, Mayor, I'm working on with Evelyn. So there's some additional things that need to be done. We submitted the application and they sent it back to us. There's a component, the village's SAM system awards management status needs to be updated, which is, that's a federal funding requirement. You got to update it every year. It's just, you go online and update it. The problem is that the village hasn't updated it in a number of years because you haven't had to. And so some of the login information got lost and so on and so forth. So I was on the phone with them for about half hour this morning with the SAM program. And I think I've got it figured out what the village needs to do. So I'm going to work with Evelyn on that. There's a letter that's going to have to be signed and notarized and then sent to them to give Evelyn or the mayor or whoever access to that account so they can go in there and update it. Because nobody's in the system right now as a village contact. So we'll get that figured out. So the other big one here I wanted to talk about is there is another funding opportunity through the community block development program, community development block program. I always say it incorrectly.
CDBG. Yeah. We played that game before.
Okay. So that program, they do have a program for public infrastructure projects. Okay. The application for this round is due March 5th, which is soon. And in order for that application to be submitted, the village is required to hold a public hearing, basically just stating that you intend to submit an application through the program. So we have a couple of options. I know you have a meeting next Wednesday, correct? So we would really have to scoot to try to get the public hearing published. It's got to be published 7 days ahead of the public hearing in the paper and so on and so forth. And I don't know, are you able to take actions at this meeting?
No.
Okay. So my understanding, and we probably want to coordinate with your attorney, is I think you need to pass a resolution to schedule that public hearing. So it may be pushing it to try to get this application in by March 5th. The application is cumbersome. There's a lot of information that needs to be submitted. Sounds like you guys have been through CDBG before for some projects.
Twice.
And so that's an option. So we can try to make it work and try to get an application in by March 5th. That's going to be a tall task to get them everything that they need. Or, you know, we focus on this application with Rural Development, see what they come back with, and we can always submit to CDBG at a later date and time. So, unfortunately, the CDBG announcement came out in January, and, you know, the program wasn't open for a number of months because of COVID. And, you know, it's just a short period of time to get an application, yeah, turned around.
I got the email late January regarding it.
Right.
So, yeah, in fact, I mentioned it last week at our budget workshop. So.
Okay.
So I must have seen it roughly, but right from up before that.
Well, do you think it's impossible, or do you think we could do it?
If she gets it in here, it has to be advertised for 1 week before.
For 1 week. So it would have to go in by Wednesday.
So she gets it.
Their
deadline is Thursday, and they print it on Friday.
Right.
So give it a week, and then that last week of February.
Yeah, so you'd have to hold a special meeting
That would do it, right?
That would do it. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, we should hold a special meeting on Monday because we're already here.
All right, we can do that.
Well, oh, as I say, yeah, you've got to notice the public. Your legal notice would have to say public special meeting for the purpose of conducting a public hearing for submitting a CDBG application. Period.
Yeah.
You're covering two things at once.
Okay, get that down.
Sure.
And then we've got to give it to Evelyn, and then she has to advertise that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we held a public hearing. Now, you got planning on Monday.
Yes, I do.
So does that work if we did a public hearing?
Yeah, because we'll probably be in there or wherever.
Where do you meet?
Well,
we meet over there.
If this room's not occupied, we're here. If this room is occupied, we're over there.
Well, is there more of you than us here?
Is this going to be a gang fight?
Yeah. You want to take pictures?
Actually, no, there would be, well, if we're still doing it by Zoom, it would be possibly myself, the chair. This is our...
It's Zoom two meetings out of the same whole place? The planning's there and we're here?
I'd have to think about that. I might be able to work that out.
Because we probably we only have a 5-member board ourselves.
We don't get any.
And I don't think we have any public hearing coming up anyway, so we wouldn't have extra bodies unless something shows up that is not on the agenda at this minute.
Okay, so we could probably plan that Monday night.
So if we're going to do the public hearing, you just got to make sure that it's specific in that you're planning to submit an application to the CDBG public facilities, public infrastructure program for the fiscal year of 2021. It has to say the CDBG, the program in the year.
Okay.
And I have to say it's for the sewer.
In UK, yeah, so you can say it's for a wastewater treatment plant upgrade project. I mean, that'll work. So you just got to make sure that language is in there.
Well, I just didn't want somebody coming in here and think get a loan for the water.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Yep.
I know these people.
You said it was for public?
Public infrastructure.
For fiscal year ending 2021?
Yeah. You can just say for funding year 2021.
You said you're getting a grant, you think you're going to get public water.
And it's just that, yeah, it's strictly that you're submitting a grant application. That's all.
My brain's not engaging my hands. Public infrastructure?
Yep.
Public
infrastructure program year 2021.
Welcome to my world.
Infrastructure.
Okay.
Funding year or fiscal year?
I would say funding year 2021.
2022. Okay.
All right. So what I'll need to submit with the application itself is proof of publication. So I'll need a copy of that, at least a copy of that notice. I doubt you'll get the affidavit in time, because that usually takes 2 to 3 weeks.
Board meeting.
So I'll need proof of publication. And
well, that would be easy because you can just snip it out of the paper.
Well, yeah, let me know when I would appreciate if somebody from the village would do that, because I usually don't get, you know, the local the local newspaper.
Well, I don't know.
Or just make a copy of it, you know what I mean? Just scan it.
It's Clean Central and comes out of Camden, so
okay. And then I'll need a copy of the minutes from the public hearing that was held. All right, so those are the two things I'll need from that. And then the rest of the stuff, I'll work with the mayor to, there's going to be application forms that are going to need to be signed for that. So we'll prepare it, and then we'll, you know, I'll work with the mayor and Evelyn to get signed what needs to be signed. And like I say, that's just to submit the application and try to get some money. I mean, I think it's a long shot, but we'll, you know, might as well try. You don't know unless you try. So give it a shot. Okay, and then the only other thing is, so there's another program that just came out for, through EFC for a planning grant. And we submitted an application on the village's behalf to do... So this is separate from the wastewater treatment plan. Obviously, part of your notice of violation was for the collection system and infiltration and inflow. So I know Ken's talked about it a number of times. You got areas in the collection system that are getting rainwater and inflow groundwater, and it's causing, you know, huge spikes of flows at treatment plant during wet weather conditions. So this is a study grant for the collection system that we submitted. There is a 20% match. So we did a calc. So the max grant amount was 100,000. You don't need that much to do a study of your collection system. So we submitted for 70,000, which will require a 20% match from the village. We sent it in, you know, we'll see what happens. If it gets awarded, then, you know, you can make a decision if you want to pursue it or not, but it's a 80%, you know, grant opportunity for to have your collection system looked at. So
we need it done anyway. So I get it.
Right. So, you know, it's, I actually submitted that application this morning. It's due. It's not due till Friday. I sent it in this morning. Okay. So that's it for me. Any questions on the project or funding or anything along those lines?
I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're, like I say, we'll keep fighting. That's what I told the mayor. I mean, there's, we'll get you money eventually. I mean, the other program that's hopefully coming back this year that they canceled last year is the WIA program through the state. The good news is you're on the intended use plan, so we can submit an application through that program as well. Just another program that we'll look at. They haven't made an announcement this year whether or not they're coming back with it or not. That's a very lucrative program. We were successful with that in 2019 for a number of other communities. And they said be ready, because it's when it comes out, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be fighting for those dollars. And we're ready. I mean, we're on the intended use plan. All we're going to have to do is send the application in. So I think we're in a good spot.
Any kind of information we're waiting for in terms of funding that is immediate that we'll be getting an answer to?
No. So rural development, once we get that application turned back around, if you remember, rural development is a rural program. Mm-hmm. So once that application is deemed complete, they will typically have a funding offer turned around within 45 days. Huh. So I think it's going to take a couple weeks for us to get the SAM registration thing squared away. Just from past experience, it just, you're dealing with the federal government, it's going to take time.
It took a while for the fire county for us to get ours updated, just to do for the FEMA grant to get structural firefighting here.
Right. I know the town of Volney ran into the same problem. It took them a month for them to get the SAM status updated. And I was on hold this morning with them for 45 minutes. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's just like.
And then once we get it, we got to jump through all these hoops.
They're all working from home, and you know, again, it is what it is. We're doing the best we can, and we'll keep fighting, and eventually we'll get some money. We'll get some money for a project. All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
you. You want me to stick around for half hour?
That's up to you if you'd like or whatever.
I can hang out. I'll hang out though. I gotta head out like 10 out.
Let's see. Jackie, this is the engineer's report, preliminary report. Tom and Neil looked at it. Kevin, he's gonna take it tonight. Okay, we wanna have a look. Yep. And then Kevin, I don't know if you're interested, but there it is. So it's circulating.
Okay.
All right. So that's. Thanks for doing that for us and bringing us up to date.
Sure.
And where we're at and what's happening.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And then Kevin's run the budget for us here for the sewer. And we'll do that and look at that. Yep.
Yep, again, just a reminder that this shows the revenues and expenditures as of December 31st, 2020, because that's the last bank statements I've reconciled. Yes, the new ones are on my desk right now. So I'll have updated numbers, well, I don't know for next week, but within the next couple of rounds, so I should have I'll definitely have the bank reconciliation done by the board meeting, so.
Okay.
One of the questions we wanted to ask if that land line was needed at the plant.
Right.
Well.
Hey, crazy, we need our land line?
Only, well, yes, because I believe, no, because now we do our UFPOs on the computer. I mean, the only reason for our landline is if somebody calls us, we don't use it. I mean, everybody's got a phone nowadays. So only if you want a line for people to call the plant, otherwise you can just direct them to call the village office and there's really no reason to have that landline anymore.
Thank you.
Is there an answering machine down there if somebody was to call it?
Yes.
It used to be.
Yep. Okay. The only thing I've got to check, I just have to check. I may have to take that back. I just have to check with Tom. Yeah. Because I do believe we still have alarm points that utilize the landline to call us out at the plant. But let me double check that. Because the pump stations are all cellular, so I'm not sure about the plant if we're still using the landline for some of those alarm points. I'll find that out.
Appreciate it.
One other thing I just was thinking now in that discussion and content. Do we have security down there that's adequate for modern day where we're at? I mean, not that we have a Christ here and hopefully you never have a parish, but we had the inspectors come here and we've got to update our building security and get in direction with the police. Do we have to have such with the plan?
It's not a bad idea. I can tell you we didn't include anything for that in the upgrades down there. That's not to say that we can't include, you know, some, I mean, really, you know, maybe you want a camera with a
concertina
wire. Yeah, I mean, obviously you want a gate. I think you got the gate now. So, you know, maybe you want a camera or two down there, pull down the camera. You know, we can look at that with monitors.
It probably wouldn't be a bad idea just because you don't
do that record thing. Right. Yeah, with recording capability. I don't know, Ken, they don't have anything down there now, do they?
We do have a couple of cameras down there, but they're really more for operations. I've got them on the flow so we can look at the flow if we're not on site. And I do have another one in there in case I need to talk to somebody and they need to show me something. But it's not set up like an alarm type system. Like if somebody walks in, I get an alarm. It's just we can access it. But we probably should have ones with, you know, if somebody walks in or something, we get a you know, beeped. Or even have a door alarm or a proximity alarm.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, if the project moves forward, we have contingency built into the budget. Okay. I mean, that's not a huge line item to add something like that. So we can definitely look at it when the time comes.
Okay, good.
Should we start the budget?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First one is general government support. That's the lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Bond renewal.
Yeah.
Or BAN if you're going for funding.
Yep. Okay. I think that's good the way it is.
Yeah, we haven't used that line in a long time, so.
Now we start this project, will we need such?
I don't know if
you're gonna need a bonding attorney.
Even if it's for BANs, we still need the law.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, because you're gonna have to take out short term financing, you know, depend through rural development, definitely. You're gonna need a bonding attorney.
Okay, 13, is that about
13,000?
1,300.
So I guess I should clarify. So those costs are covered through the project, and there's line items in the specific project budget. Okay. So you will get reimbursed for that. So I don't know if you want to, how you want to handle that. You know, that's a reimbursable expense through the project.
So we can get it from another source if we're going to be refundable.
It would be paid out of your BAN when the time comes.
So, yeah, but in order for us to go, we can't just have Mr. Ganatus do it. It has, last time the village did the bond and BAN stuff, it was with Rabchak, Ewan, Langone up in Watertown, because they were, according to Mr. Vent, they're Red Book attorneys, so yeah, they deal with bonds and stuff.
Yeah, you have to have an approved bonding attorney to do the bonds.
And I believe they were pretty close to that 1,300, if maybe not three quarters of it, so.
Okay, so that's a good amount then?
I would think so for right now, but then again, like I said, we haven't used that line in a long time. I just kept it there in case we would need to go for it again.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, for a project such as this, we would probably have a line item closer to like 4 or 5 grand. Okay. But again, you know, those are reimbursable through the project. So,
engineering.
So $1 million.
I thought we were going to leave it the way it was.
No, I don't think so.
We got enough in our savings to cover that, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, right now, so at the end of December, you had about 461,000. Almost 162,000 in your savings account. So yeah, we could
draw on there if we needed to.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be reimbursed anyway, so right. You're right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next is engineering.
And actually we're gonna have more sewer bills coming in before the end of our fiscal year anyway.
So that will be, yeah.
Yeah. Because this is for next fiscal year. Okay.
So you don't have any, how come we don't have anything in there for engineering?
Well, we didn't, and we weren't using one until obviously this fiscal year.
Okay.
Hence the 1,455 he has spent so far on him.
Okay, so for him. We put down
now this is just for his personal services. This isn't for his any of his like contractual stuff, which if you notice that number right below it.
Right. I don't want to make it too high.
Well, for me doing this project, I'm going to guess that number is going to be a lot bigger than that.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say 3,000.
Well, again, you know, I don't know how much you want to consider that project as part of the village's budget. That's almost like its own entity. You know what I mean? Because.
Well, this is actually the sewer budget.
That the village is.
Right. So
ultimately, the taxpayers obviously they pay for the sewer budget too, but this gets paid separately through a long-term loan with the rural development.
So basically,
or whoever.
So basically, we put down.
But we still have to have something to cover him for his
right
for submitting the applications and whatever else he's done prior to that.
Right. So
that hasn't been billed already.
Right.
I say probably somewhere around 5. I think it's more around
5,000.
Yeah, just to be on the safe side.
Okay, that for personal services.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Combined,
you think, or just probably combined, yeah. I mean,
2,500.
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 5 for personal, and contingency is 15.
I thought we were just 25 and 25.
Oh, 25 and 20.
That way,
you guys got to speak up. My hearing aids are on.
What's that?
I don't have hearing aids.
Ian, you feel that that's going to cover you, Ian?
Yeah, I mean, for ancillary services, you know, again, like you say, for, you know, the stuff we've got planned now should be more than enough. If something major came up that, you know, was outside of the scope of that project or something like blew up down there and you guys,
don't go.
You guys wanted,
don't
you,
guys.
So I think it's fine. I want to make sure I think it's okay for now.
Building
maintenance.
What have we used so far?
9,400, almost 9,500 this year.
I think 13 is fine.
Thanks. I mean,
okay.
We have how many more months we have? This is January through to May, end of May.
Yeah, January through to May. You're 5 months left.
Mm-hmm. 5 months. Yeah.
And these guys are going to start telling me what they buy. Give me a little list.
Yeah, I think Tom's already got that put together. We got to have.
You already got that put together?
I think so, right? I thought that was something you and Tom were working on.
You know, I can only use the one thing at a time.
Yeah, and I don't think it's good.
Nope.
Oh, let's see. We spent $19,000 the year before. We're at $13,000. We're already at almost 10. We got 5 months left. Is that going to be enough?
I think you love it.
I think.
Well, there's the mid ask right there. What you got planned for next year?
What you got planned for?
I mean, I'm building. For the building itself,
yeah.
I think the major portion of that was roofing in the past and just some repairs. So on the building, I don't see a ton. You know, I don't think we have to go any further than where we were in the budget. If we start adding other things that we've got on our list, but they're not really building; those are pieces of equipment. I do have. Yeah, I mean, we should do, like the mayor said, security. Also, in security, I have about $3,000 in next year for doors and locks, because those really are not working very well. They're old and tired and don't work very well.
That's for both doors and lock security?
Okay.
Yep. Well, that gives doors, that locks. There's several doors on the building. There's one, two, three, four, five, six doors on the building. So that's to replace all the doors and locks. Yeah. I'm just looking to see if there's anything else that's specifically for building.
Yeah, about $3,000 for all that, right?
Yeah, got $3,000 in for those. Yeah.
Okay. So we have an extra $10 in there in case something else happens. I think that's fine.
Yep.
Don't you?
I think you're fine with that.
Yeah, I forgot about the roof stuff.
Start with that 19
more. Yeah, I forgot about that last year. Yeah, that's 15. Okay. Then you get public office
light. There's nothing really to do with that one. Yeah, that's part of the insurance package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we got general. Okay.
That would be Mary Chapel.
We two and five. Oh,
yeah, that's Mary. Financial consultant, I classified that Mary Chapel.
Right, right.
So, okay. And then a grant writer for you. Grant writer.
Yeah.
That's your Mary as well?
No. Grant writer is.
Who is that? Depends what you're writing a grant for, but. Yeah, we'll be your grant writer. Sure.
Okay. Home and community for the treatment plan. Consent operator.
That's him.
Contract. That's operator. Us. Yep.
Contract operator.
What number you got in there, Kevin?
We currently have last year we have the current fiscal year we had $50,424. Yep. 50424.
Yep.
And we have spent 298,465.55.
But it's probably going to go up about 2%. So, and make it 51,500 would cover you.
51,500?
Yeah. 52. If you want to put a little insurance money in, you can do that.
Okay. I'd rather go to 52.
Yeah, good idea. That's when you know you're safe.
Because then even if he doesn't use all his, I still have something I can shift around at the end of the year if necessary.
All right. The next one's Zero.
Yeah, he's already dealt with them. Yeah, office supplies. Now that's way overshot the target. But Andy, that also includes recording charts down at the plant that you guys usually buy once a year, maybe the pens to go with it, paper. It also includes the stamps.
That stuff's ridiculously expensive. Part of it. How much did we spend, Kevin?
How much you have? 1,104 so far this year, as of December.
As of December, and I've only got in the budget, I think, $1,000.
Yeah, you had 900.
Yeah. And those charts are just crazy expensive, and pens are just phenomenal. And there's only limited places you can get them from, so we probably should raise that. Probably like 1,500.
Whoa, you sure? We really
need we've spent 1,200 already, right?
You're already 11.
Yeah, okay.
Stamp prices went up too. Sort of re-engineering the building. Are they planning on restarting any kind of drying beds or any other miscellaneous construction around anywhere?
Well, we've got a lot of we've got a lot of improvements we'd like to make. Did you get our sheet, our budget item sheet? I sent that to Evelyn. And I don't know if I CC'd you, Mayor. I thought I did.
What we got here is the one that.
It looks like your expenditure lines from the accounting program. Apparently, we've got a budget.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
That might be it.
Oh, is that right there? Oh, yeah. $82,000 on the top right hand corner.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's okay. This doesn't work.
Yeah, no, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it. So those are the things that we see that need to be taken care of. And I was waiting to hear what Ian had to say about funding as to whether or not some of these we could take off, but we're probably not going to be able to, because even if we get funded at some point next year or something, Ian, we're still 3 years from construction.
Next summer would be like the absolute earliest.
Right.
That's really cheap. Right. That would be if we got funded through RD.
Exactly.
And outcome.
So obviously, 01, the engineering report can come off because you've already taken care of that. 02, repair the sludge transfer line.
A year.
What's that?
How many grinder pumps do you buy every year?
That was
right now.
The current year we have 6,000 in there. We have spent nothing so far.
Okay.
You haven't spent anything? You just haven't gotten built.
We didn't buy any.
We did.
I'm asking.
Yeah, no, we did. We did. So they just haven't sent you an invoice yet. We bought new ones, two new ones this year.
About two new ones this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just haven't been in.
Maybe we built ones.
Right now, we don't have any because the rebuilt ones we've gone through, and what's left over, we can't rebuild. So we're right now, we don't have, I think we've got one on the shelf right now. So we've got to pick up other ones. Everything else has been put in place or was not able to be rebuilt. There's one we can, when the electrical, when it's just the electrical top, we can rebuild the electrical top. When it gets into the whole unit, it's not worth rebuilding. You're better off just buying a new one by the time you get done with the parts and everything. So everything that we had pulled out that we thought we could rebuild, we were not able to rebuild because it's really the whole guts of the thing. It's not just the electrical box on the top. What usually happens, that gets water in it and it fries, and then we just swap it out. It's no big deal. But so right now we do need to, I believe we bought two. I believe we got one on the shelf. So we do need to, would like to get at least another one on the shelf at this point.
Did we get three new ones or just two?
You know, Mayor, I have to double check. It might be three.
Do we have some
for parts? Let me double check with Tom.
No, he just said we didn't have any.
We have some for parts.
Oh, you have some for parts?
But most of those. What was that, Neil? Yeah, but all the ones that we could rebuild, we have. Everything that's left over now is junk.
Okay.
There's nothing really that I can rebuild at this point. We've gone through all those. So we really, at the point now where we got to just put new ones on. And then when we pull out in the future, hopefully we can rebuild.
So we got
four. I'm trying to find out what we got on the shelf.
What's the lifespan of these grinder pumps?
I thought they were supposed to be 3 years.
Yeah, you know, we've been fairly decent, actually. I mean, we're getting 5 to 10 years out of most of them. It's just the ones that are really tough are the ones that are in those high areas, like there's over by the grist mill, and then where the health center is, and then down that there's that one that's got like 5 or 6 homes coming to it down at the end of, I just went blank. Where is that? Past the gas station there going. What is
Edgewood.
It? Edgewood, yeah.
Edgewood.
Yep. And then Montgomery also has got a couple that are constantly going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because somebody bringing three houses down.
Yeah, it's constantly going. I don't know what they do to that thing. Lots of grease.
Okay. So the cost of them is about $9,000 a piece, right?
No, total. That's for, if we, $9,000 is for put like that's five of them on.
Well, I'm just looking at this, and you got 4 replacement grinder pumps, $9,000.
Yeah, that's for all 4 of them.
For all
4. Yeah, so that's for 4 of them.
That would be about right.
Okay. We have one brand new one on the shelf.
All right. I think you can buy one more for this year on this budget. On this budget year. I think.
Yeah. I think we can. I'm just checking.
Next year we'll have 4. Then next year we'll put 4 in the budget.
Yep.
So I'll set 9 for next year.
Okay. Now where would that be? That wouldn't be.
That's down. That's complaining down.
How many do we have on the shelf right now?
One.
One right now.
Well, weren't we going to put some extra money there for the bigger one because you guys didn't have any of the bigger grinders?
Correct. That's part of that 4. Yep.
That's part of that 4? Okay.
Correct. Yep.
That's all. Okay.
Where are we right now on this?
Oh, I think we seriously skipped a lot of space here.
Well, right. I thought we were
Well, we were, but he mentioned pumps, and then that jumped us all the way to the bottom to the next line at 90.
Well, we wait to go on the pumps until we get there.
Right.
Okay. So,
I got a number right here.
So now we're at
repair slash transfer line.
Four. What's that?
No, he's going down his report.
Go ahead, Neil.
You're on the wrong sheet, Neil.
I'm on the wrong sheet.
he's going over the report. This one.
That's okay. I can follow along with you. No problem.
Is this when we're jumping up and down like a?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I'll follow you. Right. You go ahead.
Okay.
I'll chime in when I'm needed.
This.
That's what I don't like.
So we're on this sheet now.
Yeah, we did this one.
Right. What's the next time?
Well, on the budget construction, but then he jumped back to here, the sludge line. Repair sludge line.
All right, the sludge line on your repair list.
Wait a minute.
Is that your
I'm going to see you guys later.
Hold on.
I can't do all this jumping.
Why don't we go over this list like we're going to do? And then we'll go over this, and then we'll go over the budget.
Right.
That was what we were just going to do.
Okay, so we're on sludge line transfer, repair sludge transfer line. That would be construction. I think.
Right, and exactly. So these were the things that I was, waiting to see what Ian had to say. So if you look down this line, these line items, most of these are things that are above and beyond what we normally look at. So one is repairing the sludge line. Right now we use portable pumps over the top of the ground to really get it back so it's really operable the way it should be. We should repair those sludge lines that are underground, the valves, et cetera, and get everything working correctly.
Do you know what's wrong with them?
Excuse me?
Do you know what's wrong with the sludge lines?
Oh, yeah. If you look over to the right, you'll see that I believe on the sludge lines, they're, what happens is, over time, the lines get smaller and smaller and smaller. And we've tried blowing them out. We may be able to even clean them out with a poly pig or something, but valves have to be replaced. And the lines, our fear is that we're not televising or anything. There may also be holes in it. So, really kind of need to rip them out and put new ones in. It's kind of what we're looking at. Or at least repair them, see if we can get in there and see them. And I think a lot of it is about the valves. The valves have to be rebuilt or replaced. They just don't want to move. They get all crusty and nasty. But we do got to get in there and clean them also. Take a look at them and see how they look. So we gave ourselves, $5,000. Hopefully we don't need all that.
Would it be cheaper just to run lines above ground that we could just clean out after each use instead of taking all that out and doing all that?
Problem is that they freeze during the winter.
Right.
That's why they're below ground. And right now, in order for us to transfer, we do roll out hoses. We roll them out. Mm-hmm. We start up a trash pump. We run the trash pump. Then we roll everything back in. And again, during the winter, that's a pretty arduous task. So. So that's something we should look at. Let's just go down through the list and we can come back. Just a little. We already talked about the doors and locks. Chemical analyzer. This is one that we really should look at. We should put two new analyzers in. The ones that we have right now really are not working. And so most of what we're doing is by hand for our chemicals. We make some calculations and we figure out what the best route is, but the analyzers really aren't working any longer and they should be replaced because it costs you probably a little more in chemical because we've got to make sure we've got a good safety zone after we do our calculations.
So how many of these are you going to just
one, right?
$1,200. There's two of them.
12,000.
12,000.
That's for two of them.
That's for two of them. Yep, 6,000 a piece, roughly.
Okay.
We already talked about the grinder pumps. The main lift station, so the big ones, those are all 10 years old. We've already replaced some impellers and other things. This really is for a PM for Seawert to come in and make sure, we really should do this annually, make sure everything is up to snuff and they've got all the tools and everything and get everything back to original, make sure after 10 years they say that really you should be replacing the impellers in there. And we found the one impeller at River Street was really bad when we pulled it apart. So we replaced that last year, but this is something that we should probably be doing on an annual basis. May not be as bad, you know, in the second year, but in the first year.
You're checking these every year, right?
Yep. And this is all for replacements and that kind of stuff for Seawert to come in and do all that. So we want to, you know, put a good budget on it because it's been, like I said, the ones that we pulled, we found the impellers were really in bad shape. So we're assuming that this first year, you know, we're going to need to replace some more impellers.
Okay.
All right.
What do you got on there?
Lab equipment. Yep. That's
what do you got stuff that you need.
Got 1400 in there. You know, just replacing lab equipment that just got to be replaced after a while. We haven't done it in a long time. We've also got rubber gloves in there and the new DO probe. Probably going to need because that DO probes only last 2 years. So we've got to replace that. Otherwise, that won't work. Chemicals, that's typical. Grease bugs, that's typical. Cleaning supplies. Now we're down here to blowers. Your blowers are really circa 1977. So now that we've done all these, this new airline and we've got a good clean airline, there's no holes in it, everything's good. We actually are down to one blower right now. We've been able to bring it down to one blower and run it, but we're still working on 1977 blowers and the new blowers are much more efficient. And I'm sure we would save money by upgrading to new blowers. Again, you know, if we had money and we were able to move forward with a plant, I wouldn't be advising to change these. I just, you know, we'll just suffer for the next 2 years and get it done. We just don't know, you know, that's something that we really can't figure out until Ian, you know, until we know if we can get some funding. And the next thing is VFDs. Our VFDs are going back to 1990. Useful life on VFDs is 7 years. So we got every dime out of those things.
What is a VFD?
That is a variable frequency drive, and that allows us to change how fast the blower is running to change, fine-tune how much air we're sending into the basins. So when we get situations like it's nice and cold like this, we can turn them down and save electricity for the village. During the summer, we got to speed them up, get as much air as we can in.
All right, that makes sense.
And then we just
been doing electrical.
What's that?
I was gonna say, whatever you've been doing electrical wise down at the main plant, I can see it on the national grid bills because they've been running around 900. They used to run it anywhere from 9 to 1,000, but now it seems to be only around 950, 990, somewhere in that range, depending on the month.
Yeah.
So whatever you're doing, there's something down there.
I was probably not running
well, the
air pumps, you know.
Airline.
All year long.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The new airline actually is helping, Kevin, because now we're not wasting so much air. So that's giving us more consistency, enable us to reduce our usage. Then And this this one here is, you know, $1,500 for parts and equipment, miscellaneous oil, et cetera, for the tractor. A new lawnmower, if you guys want a new lawnmower, we just put it in there for you. And then a contingency.
What? Where?
I don't know.
Okay. Wait, in other words, you want us to buy you a new lawnmower?
No, that's, I mean, you, it doesn't matter. That's for your guy. Okay, I thought you were the one on the lawnmower. I thought that was the deal.
Yes. Well, that's what I want to know. Well, I got to, at the next meeting, we're going to talk about that, the lawnmower, and I'm going to have a sheet on. Whoever bids on it has to do certain things down there when they mowing. The outside, the inside, they got a weed whack around the, and then once or twice a year, they got to go all the way down to the creek.
Yep.
They can do that with the Kubota.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I haven't got it written up yet.
Okay.
But they have to also put in there if they want to use their own or if they want us to use what's down there.
Right. I mean, you're probably better off getting somebody to use their own. That way you don't have to deal with anything. It's just done. Wipe your hands clean of it.
Well, we have a hard time with that too around here.
Yeah.
You go down there once and all of a sudden you decide you don't want to do it anymore. So, well, that's for different. Okay, back to the budget.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
All right. Boom.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah. Okay, software supply.
Software support, that's the billing program for sewer bills. It looks like they hit us with a 2%. I'd add on another 2%, so make that one probably another 11, make that 1,100. Okay.
All right.
11.
Yes.
Wires.
That's
a question for him. The Omni system, is that going to be a yearly updated cost, or is that just what we spent last year?
I'm sorry, run that past me again.
The Omni system.
Oh, yeah.
That we had to update this summer.
Right.
Is that a yearly cost or just a one-time thing?
So how much was it on that one?
That was $1,200.
We've spent
$1,100.
Yeah. We spent $1,104 so far this year.
Yeah, that is annual. That is.
Yeah, I think a one-time bill.
Okay, so what we got on there?
Is an annual bill every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We weren't sure if somebody talked about this.
So that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Internet. We did 5, 3, 4. So far,
I think that's part of the new visions bill, which that gets split between the here and down there because Evelyn splits does the math on it every month.
So we should be fine at 800 on that.
I think big balls.
I think we leave that the way it is.
What next year though?
Well, that's what I mean. Next year we leave it the way. We leave it the way it is for next year. Yeah. We're doing next year's budget.
I know that. I realize that. Would the expense be going up for next year?
Could be.
I mean, we're close right now, so.
And you said that.
You got 5 months.
Yeah.
You got to raise up to 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Jeez. I don't know.
That is for the generator, I believe, down at the plant.
Yep.
Or the one on North Air, let's see, 1 or 2. The backup generators.
Now that big generator down at the plant, we get that fixed? We did get that fixed.
Needed a battery, I think.
It needs a battery?
No, it's taken care of.
It's all taken care of.
I believe it is. I will double check.
Yeah.
There was a bill there for 12. A bill for just a 12-volt banner. Like, ooh, what's this one? I go, oh, it's a generator. Okay.
Yeah, I think I remember looking at that. Okay.
Electricity? Or do we? Oh, wait a minute. We got propane. Okay, propane.
Joni, okay.
Okay.
Be about the same, you said?
Yeah.
Should be about the same, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know so far, because it was down for a while. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll leave that one as.
Okay. The next one's electricity at 22,000. Mm-hmm. And you said that it's been pretty steady, so I think we'll just leave it where it's at.
Yeah, because the way, if you guys have noticed, like when I do the National Grid bills, I do the grinder pumps all at once because they're all pretty standard. Then I do 8 big pump stations, and I do the bill for the plant.
Yeah.
That's right now the plant is staying around 900.
Yeah, I say we leave that where it's at then.
Pump and pump station maintenance.
Okay, now that under his from his list, I was kind of going down the side column here. Pump and pump station maintenance. That would be, I classified that as his parts and PM for Seawork main lift pump stations.
Okay, where he's got the 8,000.
Yes.
We got 5 down here.
Yep.
So we bring that to 8. I don't like to.
I don't have to, don't we?
Yeah, unfortunately, things are getting old.
Well, why? I should be put out to pasture.
I'm telling you. Time for us to go now.
So.
What are we doing with that?
Okay.
8,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now.
That's comfortable. Station maintenance, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Now we got equipment maintenance.
Okay, now that was the, let's see, equipment maintenance. Where did I write that? Did I write? Well, I marked under his category chemical analyzers. I kind of scribbled equipment off to the side of that, 12.5.
Now, if we get this other plan, do we really need to spend that money?
Well, we don't know whether or not we're going to get
it. Right.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right.
Get the new plant in 3, it'll be at least 5 years before that new plant's probably even in, even considered.
Yeah, right. You're correct.
So how long was good for? What's the lifespan of these analyzers?
Again, probably 7 to 10 years.
So we should be all right now.
So we should be good. Okay. That was the question. Yeah.
Right. So.
That's $12,000.
Okay. What am I on right now? Equipment
maintenance. Yeah. Can I move it there?
Well, I mean, if he's on the equipment, if he's saying analyzers are 12.
That's where I have them. We can take them out of there as equipment.
Yeah, and then we got
because you're maintaining
5,000 on that.
Right.
Yeah, there's quite a bit here. I mean, we traditionally try not to do much, but this year we've got quite a bit we're faced with.
Yeah, you got that tank to redo.
Yeah.
The equipment.
I don't know what that would
be. Is that bit? If it's the tank, that's inside the plant, that's the building.
That's building.
It's outside the plant.
It's outside, but
it's in the plant grounds.
Yeah.
All right.
As opposed to the rest of stuff around.
Okay.
What are we doing in a line? We leave it, moving it up.
No, we're just leaving it.
Leaving it at 5?
Yeah, I believe. I think that will cover it.
Now when he's got listed as $12,000 on our paper.
$12,000.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, that's for blowers.
No. Chemical analyzer, $12,500.
Do we have an equipment line item, Kevin?
Not per se. I have an equipment maintenance line.
Okay, but we don't have an actual equipment capital capital equipment, because that's where these would really all go.
Okay.
In that case, then we can put it under capital improvements, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's where I'd put it.
Capital improvements. Okay, so we're not there yet.
I don't think
we're
not there. Capital improvement, though, is it? No.
Is it improving the building?
No.
It's maintenance.
No, it's replacing what's there.
Yeah.
So maintenance.
And it's maintenance.
Is that maintenance?
Yeah.
All right, we have to change that line. Yes,
sir. Okay.
But
I could, let's see, what range have I got to play with?
I don't know.
I'm
afraid we're gonna have to raise the sewer bill this year, and I don't want it. The rate we're going,
I could.
Can we get with just getting one of these analyzers this year? Can we get away with just buying one of these analyzers?
Let me look into that. Because unfortunately, the way they've got analyzers now is you buy one like PLC, and then you can put four heads into it. So. Believe it or not, buying the second analyzer is not as expensive as it sounds, because it's actually your cost is in the head in the first analyzer. Then your second analyzer is actually a little bit cheaper. But let me get exact numbers for you, so we can ferret that out. And so the other thing we can do is we can phase some of these in. I mean, should we do the chemical analyzers? Yes, we should do the chemical analyzers. Can we get away without it and continue doing it the way we've been doing it? Yes, we can. So I don't want you to feel like you got a gun to your head and you got to do this. You know, this is one of those things where, should we do it? Yes, we should do it. If we don't do it, is the world going to come to an end? No, we'll survive. You know, we'll limp through.
All right, we'll give that a let us know about if we have to, whatever.
Yeah, I'll get that number right. I'll email that number to you.
Leaving it at five right now.
Okay.
Vehicle maintenance and vehicle registration. All that's out, right?
Because we're going to put that on here, on yourself.
Right, so all three of those lines can go right to zeros.
Okay. Yep.
Paul was talking about putting it on international air auction.
Oh, yeah, there's a service called Auctions International that a lot of towns are using for getting rid of their highway equipment.
Mm-hmm.
This is, strictly speaking, highway equipment, but, you know, highway departments are selling their pickup trucks and things through Auctions International.
So, is that what the town used to sell some of their stuff this summer?
I think so.
Okay, why don't we list it on there then?
Yeah.
Is there a fee for buyer's premium that they charge us?
I'm not sure. I think maybe the buyer pays for that.
Okay.
I'm not sure right offhand. But
all right. You can check with the highway superintendent.
Yeah, I would know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Property insurance. Yeah. 5,000. That'd be about right there.
Yeah, I was right. So
okay.
Let's see today. Again, that's me playing.
Games.
Yeah, me playing. Make sure. How close can I get without going over?
Okay.
So we're gonna leave it at five.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the next one is lab test and supplies.
Okay. Now, when he put on his sheet here, he's got down here lab equipment 1,400, and I consider that the lab testing equipment and supplies. That's the the beakers, whatever else needs to do down there.
Well, we have that at three. I think I just leave that where it's at.
3,000. Well, wait a minute. You got also got another one here. He says
equipment 1,000. So it's 2,400, right? Five, another one.
And we got a cleaning supplies. That's not cleaning supplies. Is under
not office supplies, if anything.
Okay,
right.
They don't have a janitor.
Okay.
And so, okay. Kevin, I just want to make sure, Kevin, you've got lab testing someplace else.
I do. I have, that's the line we're on right now. Lab testing and supplies, G8130.48. I have 3,000 in the budget. You have spent 2182.52 so far.
How much?
Right. As of December 30, you have spent 2182.52.
Right.
On lab testing and supplies.
So that, so a big portion of that is your monthly laboratory fees for lab work that we have to send out. So this $1,400, yeah, I would say is an addition to that for this year, or at least maybe not 1,400. Hold on, let me give you a number. 3,800. Well, yeah. Yeah, $1,400 is basically in addition to what we normally spend. But this is a one time. Right. So one time.
So that would bring that, then theoretically that would bring that budget line is for the next fiscal year, pending any other adjustments, would bring it up right now to about 4,400.
Right. And then next year, again, it would go down the following year. Yeah, the following year would go back down by roughly that, you know, by nine, roughly that same amount. It would go back down.
All right, that would make sense. Look at the way the weapon works out here, then. So we need to raise that up to 44, not the 45, just to be on the safe side of that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 45.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And the next one is that.
Okay. Now this, he's got the other, he's got, that's all I have where to put it. Chlorine is under his chemicals line, but we have it broken out by each time he buys a piece of chemical, be it bisulfite, the polymer, the hypochlorite, you know, all those three are separate items on a budget.
Okay. What's our numbers on that, Kevin, right now?
Okay. Bisulfite, so far this year, you have spent nothing. We had 500 in the budget.
Okay.
Is that good? Or are you buying from it?
No, we're gonna need no. Go ahead, give them all to me, and then we'll go back to them.
Polymer, we had 750 in the budget. You have spent 451.94.
Okay.
As of December.
Okay. Chlorine.
Sodium hypochlorite. Sodium hypochlorite 900 in the budget. Spent 646.5.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah, that's for the chemicals. The rest of it is chemical charges. That's for your barrels and diesel surcharge or whatever else, and caps and whatever else they throw on the invoice. So we have to add it in somewhere to make the check come out right.
Yep. So, I mean, I think our bisulfite budget is probably okay where it is, and our chlorine budget should probably we are going to spend some money even though we haven't yet. We are going to spend some as we go into the next disinfection season. So I would raise chlorine up to 1,000, and polymer I think is fine where it is, and bisulfite I would raised to 600, but I think we're fine. I don't know why he's got $8,000 here. I don't know what he was doing with that. That's got to be a typo. And yeah, I think you're fine. So it's just minor increases.
Yeah, because normally what you guys do is you order the stuff around May-ish so that it arrives in June with the bill.
Yep.
Usually.
Yep, that's what we try for.
Okay.
So what about the miscellaneous?
Well,
how much do we have in miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous chemical charges was 1,500, spent 494.6, almost 500.
Yeah.
That's these other charges, caps, barrels, whatever else comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, you might even be able to take a little bit off of that.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Actually, we spent $1,180.
$1,180. Where do you see that at?
The previous year. Yeah, because that was part of that. Yeah, a large chunk, if I remember, a large chunk of that was diesel prices went up. And so they started stacking.
They're going up now. Right. So I think we had to leave where it's at.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then again, if necessary, when I have to close out at the end of the year, I can use the shift.
So were we raising
those? So we're raising the biosulfate 100.
They biosulfate.
Yep.
Sulfate 600.
Biosulfate
600. Yep.
We're at 1,000.
We're leaving the other one 750.
Yep.
Grease inhibitors.
Okay. He's got grease bugs down here. I don't know what those were. Is that your grease inhibitors or is that different bugs?
No, that's correct. Grease inhibitor.
Okay. You've got 2,000 in there. We budgeted
three.
We budgeted three. You spent zero. Haven't spent any yet.
Well, we'll spend about 2,000 for, well, we may even spend some more in this budget year. But I would leave. I would just leave it 2,000. I think we're fine with that.
So take it down to 2.
I think you can take it to 2 because we'll buy some in this budget year and then buy some in next budget year. That gives us 4,000 between the two budget years. So I think we'll be okay. Yep.
Would it be a better price if you bought more of it? Or do they get about saying it doesn't really change a whole lot?
No, it doesn't really change a whole lot because it does have a lifespan to it. So you don't want to buy too much of it and have it sitting around.
Okay.
Drop that down to 2 then.
Yeah, because we still have 3 in this year, current year's budget. So you drop it to 2 for next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Yeah. We'll buy a lot. We'll buy what we need most of it in this year. If we need more, we'll get it in the next budget year.
Tipping fees.
Yeah,
I think we ought to go up to.
Well, I think the reason we got hit this one is because they took out the load because the speed permit had expired, so they had it rolled over. That's why it's so high. I don't think we need to go up with it.
We just paid the speed permit last month.
Right, but we're talking about last year.
Oh.
Well,
this is current fiscal year, so we
spent. But in 19, we don't have any expenditures in there.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Is I think year. That in 19, it didn't get dumped. It got rolled over. That's why we got double hit.
Jumping.
Yep.
That sounds great. We do 2 dump, 2 tips in 20 or 19, whatever it was.
Yeah, we were able, in 19, we were able to dry it out enough that we didn't fill it up and have to take it out. So, but then in 20, we did 2 dumps because we really hadn't, in 20, we actually did 19 and 20s is what we ended up doing.
That's right.
But you don't want to send a half a roll off out because it's just, you know, wasting money. Because it costs you when they come together.
We got it just now.
I'm sorry, what was that? Yeah, just I mean, we should be good with 1 a year. Yeah.
Okay, so how much is it for 1 per year?
Well, what do we got in there? What do we spend, Kevin?
We got 1,500.
What was that? I'm sorry.
We got 2,800.
2,800. And what did we spend?
And last year we spent
45. This year. That was for 2 of them.
So this year, I mean.
Right, you spent 2, but it was also for 2.
But 28 would be sufficient.
Yeah, 28 should be fine.
Okay. We got 450 in the budget. I think we just paid it last month, and I think it was 425. So, is the state going to pay any?
Any
anticipation of the
state? Shouldn't be any increase on that.
Okay.
We'll leave that one 450 then, I guess. Last year you had us, when we were putting a budget together for the current year, you had something about a permit to haul municipal wastewater. We budgeted 365, but as yet we have spent nothing. Is that still a required permit?
Or was that for the pickup with the tank on the back?
Exactly. So we don't get rid of that.
We can get rid of it.
Okay.
That's what I thought. So I can go to 0.
Okay.
You're pretty smart.
No, I write shit down.
Okay. All right, now we're down to under purchase of components. Oh, we're good. Pump and grinder pump purchases. This is where he has under his four replacement grinder pumps. He's got 9,000 sitting there. So this, then we've got, we currently have 6,000 in the budget for this fiscal year. So far, well
he's just, we haven't gotten the bills yet.
Oh.
So do you want to raise that up to 9 so he can get the 4 so we have him on the shelf?
Well, he's going to buy another one this year.
Right.
So that won't need to be in the budget for next.
Do you think 6 is fine with that then? Is there what, those grinder pumps are what, about $2,000 a piece?
Yeah, roughly $2,500. I forgot what they were. Hold on a second.
The prior year we spent $41.94, and I believe that was two pumps.
Right.
So let's put that number in half. So it'd be about $2,500 a pump.
Yeah. $6,000.
So I think. Six
is good for next year.
Okay. Yeah, because you're going to buy another pump this year, right? I mean, before our fiscal year.
Okay.
Correct.
Then we'll buy 3 again. Then you do 3. You'll have 2 new ones, but you get 3 more next year. That'll give you 5.
That'll give us 4. Yep.
Huh?
Yeah, because you're right, because we have one on the shelf right now. You are correct.
Yeah.
So we have if he buys two next year, that's 5,000.
Well, no, I said 3 next year. Don't we always put down? I thought we, when we first did this, I thought we was going to do 3 a year.
Yeah, that's what the 6 was. But you saying they went up a little bit, about $2,400 a piece. So
we another $2,500.
We go up about $1,000 on that. We're still getting a little bit short.
Yeah. So it's going to be 25 by 3 would be 75.
Right.
So we want to put 75 in there.
You want to do 75, or you want to leave it? Because they're not quite 25. So if we leave it at 7. We're pretty close.
Okay.
Like over right now. Right.
Okay.
I say take that to 7 on.
Okay.
That gives them room for at least 3.
Okay, good.
Okay. Well, for the next part, we're moving in is our debt service. And
Kevin, before you go there. Before you go to debt service, Kevin, we did have on there we as the 2 blowers and the 3 VFDs. I don't know how the board feels about that. So we had 12,600 for the blowers and 3 VFDs, 4,200.
The 2 blowers?
Yep, the blowers and the VFDs.
Oh, yeah. We have a line.
Somebody asked earlier, I said, yeah, I can add an equipment, just a straight out equipment line.
Yeah.
I just have to get creative on where I place it. You know, we know it's going to be a 8130.4, but I have to carry it out either 1 or 2 more places to, you can see the numbers I'm looking at, account numbers.
Okay.
So that's my creativity part. So I can add an equipment line, which would then be the holding spot for your VFDs, blowers, and any other equipment for the plant. You know,
okay.
Big
equipment. All right.
Didn't we just have those blowers this last summer?
Yeah, but that doesn't make.
No, I get that, but I mean
they're old. They're old.
I know they're old.
And after replacing them so many, working on them so many times, it's nickel and dime.
No, I get that. I just hate to spend $12,000, $13,000
for blowers.
Yeah, $1,600
for 2 of them.
For 2 of them.
Yeah, they're it's expensive. That's about $6,300 a piece.
If we were to get new blowers, would they come with the VFDs on them?
No. They're all separate.
No,
they're separate. I mean, what we could do maybe is do the 3 VFDs this year and then go with new blowers, you know, piecemeal one at a time over the next couple of years. If we want to do something like that, or do a VFD and a blower, or, you know, again, if Ian had said, hey, we got money and we're going to start this project, I would say, take that off. don't even think about it. But now we're looking at 5 years, what's going to happen in the next 5 years, you know, with those blowers.
Well, we haven't got money in there for the haven't installed too. Forgot about that, didn't you?
What do you mean installed?
Well,
the technical,
that, you know, because they're electronic, they have to be wired in. Are they going to do it?
They probably do that. You're going to do all the wiring, right?
If we bought a new
board, I think we can take. We should be able to take care of that in-house. Yeah, I don't think we've got to hire anybody else to do that. I think that includes all those costs.
Yeah.
Are they going to mount right up to all the piping that we just put in there, or is all the piping going to be changed for the new blowers?
No, we're not changing. We're not changing piping. No, we'll get them so that they mount right up.
Well, I mean, the blowers are old, so I want to, you know, are they going to be? They going to mount right up? That's the question. Because everything's stuck on these old blowers.
Right. let me just double check all that for you. I'm pretty sure that's taken care of in this cost, but let me not say it and then come back to you and say I was wrong. So let me just get that to you. I'll get that at the same time I get those other answers for you on the chlorinator, the chlorine chemical units.
So, we're going to get one blower this year.
Are we going to wait until he gives us answers before we say yes or no on raising
this? Well, yeah, but we still need to put it in there.
That's what I'm saying. Are we going to do that now, or do we want to wait?
We can wait.
I could throw the maximum number in there, and then when we come back to the next round of review,
right,
we can, and if he's got the updated information, I can still modify and edit. But
all right, so what if we do one and one, we're looking at what? How much are those VFDs by themselves? Do you know?
About $1,400 bucks a piece.
All right, so if we do. You do $7,500 bucks for the one blower and one VFD. That should be sufficient for just an idea for you now. If we do one and one.
Yes, $7,700.
All right. We'll throw that in for you now.
Okay.
And we can later if we have to.
All right.
Where are we going to put this?
I'm going to add the equipment. I'm going to get creative. So I'll add,
okay.
I'll add an equipment line.
So I'll wait until
next into my meeting. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Anything else? Any of those other bugs? Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. So
debt service.
Currently, we only have that thinking.
Yeah, I know.
The SIB bond from KeyBank on June 2021. Okay, that's. That one is going to go up from 11 to 12. That's going to 12,000 for principal. G8 and G9720.6.
That's one for 12.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
In about four more years.
Four more years.
June 20th of 2024, which would be a 24-25 budget year. That monster will be gone.
Okay. Now we got one other one, right?
EFC, that is a 0% interest, and that one is the standardized 21,270 a year.
Yeah.
And that one's going to hang out there until 820 of 41, so our 41-42 budget year, yep. Unless they add to it if they give us this new thing. I have no idea what they do with them. I really don't. I hope they do.
Well, yeah, because that would be different.
Because if it starts off as if they get a straight bond, there's only one code number for bond in the comptroller system. So that would be two. Yes, there would be two separate ones reported in the annual report separately, but on
budgetary.
Yeah. Gotcha. So that was 2270.
interest, I will get with Mary Chapel's crew and see if she can give me the interest for the key bank one. Well, this year was 44.46. The reason why we didn't have anything in there is because we expended our sewer debt service reserve account for prior board authorization, and you're down to a $1.03 or something like that in it now.
So, yeah, I know it was $1 something.
So basically, it's coming out of your sewer budget next.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the interest rate is going to be for that. I will reach out to Mary Chapel's crew and see if I can get an answer for that. Okay. If there is no EFC interest, nothing there, nothing there. We have currently budgeted in this fiscal year $1,000 for the principal for a consent order. Do we want to hold that, keep that there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing we can keep that
there. What was that? Was that for me, Kevin?
Well, I was kind of throwing it out there. Well, yeah, if you got something to chime in on that, please do. The consent order, anything?
No, I don't think we've got anything right now because it's all based. They gave us a good timetable, so we should be fine right now. I don't think we have to add anything for that.
Okay. So when we were
putting they haven't told me if there's a fine coming. You know what?
Okay.
You probably should put $1,000 in there.
We already have it there, so we'll just keep it there then.
Yeah, just leave it there, just in case they hit us with a fine.
All right. That's what that was. Okay. Okay, this is transfers to our reserve. That's the to fund the little account that we started for future wastewater systems future wastewater treatment plant and system upgrade. In case the state said we don't like what you've got, upgrade it. We have some money to throw out.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to do some of that this year.
Yeah,
because we got that tank to redo, right?
Correct.
That's DP because I can only get a certain accounts once a year.
Yeah.
Nope, that's a savings account, so that's good. Right now, you've got as of December, there was 21,509. I only make a transfer once a year anyway. So I have nothing to transfer yet this year. So right now you've got $21,509 in there as of December in the future systems upgrade account, which is savings. So leave the 3065 there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That takes care of spending. So basically the only thing we have direct control over would be sewer rent. So right now I have my numbers with me. We didn't lose any, but I do have two questions for Ken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, they're the same category, but the county, Oswego County currently owns what was the Bubas property over in Montgomery Street. It is now vacant land, but I'm still billing the county for a sewer, and I don't need nothing. My question is, I know if it's been appropriately capped. Was it appropriately capped, and do you guys have written confirmation or something to show that?
I don't know. Nobody gave me anything.
My heart.
Okay. I don't know though. You got to ask your building and codes person if the county sent them anything, but they didn't send me anything.
Okay. And my same question, same type question. We have the old, it used to be an old, really purple house up on by the gas station. It was Ed Maines' place. It was eventually burnt down, kind of burnt.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing is no longer there either. And the lady came in one day and I told her what to do. I told her to call the sewer, you guys, and then give me proof that it was capped off. So I don't know if that one was capped off or not either.
That one, I know there was a conversation about, but again, I don't believe I got a letter that it was capped off, but I believe it was.
Don't you guys have to go down and inspect that?
Only a new one. We don't really, you know. Again, I know that one, there was a
conversation. I bought the house next door to me. It was already burnt down. I know when I dug it up, they come down and check it to make sure that I capped it off. That wasn't you guys, but it was the guy doing the, the work down there.
I mean, the last one I basically, that the board authorized me to remove from the list was the, what was McHugh's, the house at 871 North Railroad, the one that had, we had a structure fire there and it went up on back taxes and Mr. McHugh bought it and turned it into an overgrown shed.
Yeah.
That's the last one I have firm.
Well, yeah, that
paper trail that it was capped off and that was one thing. My spreadsheet.
George was at this one. Didn't they demolish with the fire part, what was left?
Yeah.
And he stood there and said, yes, it was done, but he never got any paperwork on it. Okay.
When we capped off the one, the race came down because he was the one in charge of the sewer plant at that time.
Yep.
He come down and he actually looked at it and looked at me, to make sure I capped it off right and everything else. So you guys haven't been doing it, right?
Yeah, well, there hasn't been many to do. So I'm just checking it. I'm pretty sure the purple one's been done. I just want to make sure.
Well,
George
might
have a record of it. Yeah, I would think
George.
I think it was
George. George might, yeah. Oh, was he? So George should have a record of it that was capped off.
Which means,
there you go. Yeah, I mean, really, code enforcement is the one who should note that, and they should. Code enforcement should call us to come down and inspect it and make sure it's done. But code enforcement is the final purveyor of whether or not the code has been enforced.
I'll check with you.
Okay. But I'm pretty sure the purple one's done. I'm pretty sure that one was taken care of. That purple house.
You do remember the purple one.
It was pretty hard to forget.
Yeah,
it was
a pretty purple house here. 300,000.
When we tore down the Boomer's property, wouldn't we have had that cap at that point? That was tore down.
Yeah, how was it?
Who tore it down? We asked them.
Well, no, they don't. No, tearing it down and capping that off is two different.
Well, I mean, you're still tearing stuff up. I mean, you just leave an empty pipe to stick on the ground.
Yeah, basically.
I.
You don't know where it's capped up. Maybe that's where they're getting the water from.
That's where I was kind of going with it. Yeah.
You know, they forgot they hadn't capped it off, and the water. The surface water is going right in there.
Because I never, unless I'm physically.
That sound good?
It was a picture.
I was wondering, if you didn't cap it off, that's where the surface water might be coming from.
Well, you could have a ton of them in the village from old buildings from years ago, just to update you, the purple one was capped and the trailer on Montgomery was capped.
So I can remove those two from. Well, I'll need the board's authorization at the next meeting to do that. Then.
All right, we'll make sure we don't forget to do that.
All right.
And
but there are still. Before I lose my thought, county has the Boobas property, but there I did send the last sewer bill to them, and I don't. They have as yet not paid it. They paid the highway department, but not that one.
Okay.
They maybe so.
So it was capped off, but was it inspected by the sewer people?
Well, he's
yes.
He's the one who just told us capped off, so I'm guessing, yeah.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to know.
So if they've been capped off, you're not going to get any reimbursement from the county.
Probably.
They've been capped off. That's why they're sitting on the bill.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So when, because I've still got time before the March. Well, yeah, if you feel that this board meeting, that means I can take it off my roster and that. Drops me down to $199 bills going out the door.
So it's a loss of 2 units.
There's another thing that we want to do this year. I want to get a hold of the company over in the old school building and inspect their facilities, do a full inspection there. It's not something we've done. Just to see if we've got anything going on there that we should know about. you know, they said they've separated everything, and they actually showed me the couple of different tanks they've got, but I want to go in and do a full audit of that whole building this year. So we'll be doing that, and hopefully over the next couple months.
Okay. This is not part of the village, but I'm on the planning board, and we are reviewing the village town comprehensive plan. And there's a section there on public sewer. So I'll forward that to you, and if you can give me the information from that. And then I will also, in my email to you, forward you the phone contact number that I have for Biospherics over here.
Great.
If that's okay with you.
No, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. I think you sent me an email once before. So I'll ask you, can you shoot me an email just back at me sometime in the next couple of days? Because my address book totally blew itself stupid and went lost. I lost my address book in my email.
I'll take care of it.
Okay, thank you. And then I can respond
to you.
You're back.
I'm back.
All right, so moving on revenue. So that answers my question on sewer revenue. So I can project and see what we're going to look like on that side. Interest and penalties, budgeted 6,000. This is all guesstimate work, so budgeted 6, but we've actually taken in
3,653.23.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Oh, you're not the only one. Let's see, then interest and earnings, we budgeted 6. We made 344 as of December. Unless you guys plan on selling any equipment. Oh, yeah, you are. Guess what? Sales of equipment. That's where the truck sale is going to go.
Right.
That income. So, and then there's unclassified revenue. We don't get too much of that. We don't get anything from the state. At least not yet. And once I plug in all the other numbers from the revenue side, it'll do its magical work on that last page. And then you'll see what effect it would have on your appropriated fund balance. Mathematically.
Very good, sir.
Yeah. Sounds exciting.
Cool. So next week we're going to tweet the general account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll type in what we projected last week and type it in and project something out. I'll see if I can find if the comptroller's office released it yet. I'll see if I can find the growth factor for the villages with the fiscal year of June 1st. I don't know if they've released it or not.
Probably not.
They don't usually release that another week or two, right? I think.
They release it when they feel like.
I know, but there's a general time frame.
Yeah. And then again, with their people working from home or whatnot, I'm not sure what their schedule is.
Are you saying people working from home are as productive?
No, I actually called the comptroller's office when I got this unknown deposit in the account. And I go, what was it? And I got no email from the treasurer, from the comptroller. Mm-hmm. Only fact that I found it was when it was on the bank statement. You go, NYSOSE, well, comptroller's office. Okay, what did they give me? $13,100.50. So I called the comptroller's number in Syracuse, and I got the lady to come over. She goes, oh, yeah, let me get ready to account. She told me what it was. Oh, that's Chip's money. I said, oh, okay, thank you.
Well, the thing of it is now, I know one company, if you have kids at home, they don't want you working at home. They want you working at the office. But if your kids are all grown up and everything else, then they'll let you work at home. Okay, they say people with kids at home are not, they're more apt to be tending the kids instead of,
oh, yeah.
No, actually, this thing was being dependent. Yeah, if you can hear in the back, I've got this little nine-month-old or whatever little one running around. And I think I heard it back there. Yeah, no problem. Go for it. She was still able to keep on with her work and answer my question.
Yep.
No problem. I said, oh, yeah, and then there was a squeal or something. Oh, yeah, I think I heard it that time.
All right. Well, thank you for your input. Thanks for coming. And the public hearing will be doing. We have a meeting Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Wednesday. 17.
And your election signatures are due.
What are we doing today?
Tomorrow.
Can you give mine today?
I think I can put. You can put it on her desk. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to.
I
know I got it. Okay, I'm going back to bed.
I got to stop.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Hope you feel good night.
Thank you very much.
You haven't been down on the plant in a while. Because
I can't say nothing either.
I haven't been down in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I gotta get down there. It's been crazy. This COVID craziness.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, hang on. Hold on. Got one question for you.
Okay.
Do you have my email address?
Hold on 1 second. Let me see.
They don't like a guy on the same team.
I don't see you. Why don't you go ahead and give it to me?
Okay. It's village treasurer.
Village treasurer. Yep.
Just put something
on Amazon. Yeah, or you still need the rest
of
it?
No, village treasurer. You're not here at all. So go ahead. Keep giving it to me.
Okay. It's the little at sign. Yep. Parish, P-R-I-S-H, obviously.
Yep.
Hyphen or dash, N-Y.
Yep.
Dot U-S.
Village treasurer at parish-ny.us.
Yep, ny.us. Yep.
All right, it's coming at you.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
I mean, I'll probably find it. All right, no problem. Thank you.
No, okay. She got a new signer. Oh, yes. Not her, the notary.
Yes, forge mine, yeah.
I don't want to forge anything.
Well, I don't know if I'll be around tomorrow to meet on her time. But she's got to watch her sign it.
I think she does. I don't know.
Just tell her you did it.
Just sign it.
And I tell her that's all you do. All right. Well, name a witness right there. Oh.